Welcome to the Circle Holding Podcast with me, Julia Davis.
And me, Tessa Venuti-Sanderson. We are the co-authors of the book Circle Holding, A Practical Guide to Facilitating Talking Circles.
We would love for you to join us for free talks, question and answer sessions, all about the art of holding circle. You can find these at circleholding.org. Today, we wanted to conclude the series one of the Circle Holding podcast with a bit of a look back over the interviews. We've had some amazing guests telling us about the different ways that they facilitate circles. And also just to reflect back on our own experience of circles, the challenging times and the most positive, magical times. So, Julia, what have you learned from the interviews?
Something surprising that I learned from the interviews was about the terminology and the word circle and the word group. So we know, and you'll hear in the interviews, that we've really spoken to some very, very skilled circle holders. But a couple of them have said to us, "What do you mean by circle? Am I really a circle holder?" And we've said to them, "Yes, you bring groups together and sit in circle, and many of them we've been part of, and you've given people the opportunity to speak without interruption, to not be judged, and sometimes to learn something." So it was really interesting to learn that they were a little bit confused about the word group. And even someone who I'm about to interview about a different kind of men's group said, "Do you mean group facilitation?" And at the same time, he'd recommended the book to me by Bill Kauf, A Circle of Men. So join us for circle holding conversations if you like the idea of bringing groups together too. What was something that you learned during the interviews?
Something that came up quite a few times in different language was this idea that there are two key components when you're facilitating. First of all, there's the structure. And there's lots of preparation that goes into that structure. It starts with the marketing and how you talk about the circle. And then there's this other part that once you get to the event itself, you let go of your own agency. And it's about maybe using your intuition, your felt sense about where to go next, how to guide the talking, when to step in a bit more, when to sit back. So that really was very clear to me that there's this skill that can be learnt, but there's also an art that develops over time.
Yeah, definitely. There's the art and the science. And I think that's why there's a real human element to this, because there's nerves before a circle. However confident you are, there's that feeling of anticipation that you're never quite sure what the experience is going to be, even if you've prepared to the nth degree for it. And that's why sometimes we really just need to let go and know that perfectionism is something that we need to discard a little bit when we run circles.
Yeah, and that makes me think of a challenging experience that I had in a circle, because I'd prepared the topic. It was early on in running my women's circle. I would say it was within the first year. It's now been going 10 years. And I'd come up with this idea that we would celebrate ourselves, that we would share in the course of the circle things that we value about ourselves. And oh my gosh, was that hard? That was so hard for people to do. They kept going off to, "Well, there is this woman I know who I really admire," or, "My mom is amazing." Or I was like, "Well, let's bring it back to you. I'd love to hear about you." But people were so reticent about sharing. I think they found it a little bit boastful or something like that. And now I've had more years of experience of running circles. I think probably what I needed to do was to have some journaling time, to put in a listening partnership so they could just talk with one person instead of share it with the whole group at the beginning, and just kind of lead them into it a little bit more gently, and then it would have been fine. But I remember sitting there thinking, this is not going how I anticipated it.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've learned over the years, isn't it? How to broach tricky topics by journaling or getting people to write something down and then give it to somebody else to read for them. But yes, I've certainly had challenging experiences in circle. And a more recent one that I've had was, we often do circle holding bits when we gather together as a family group, and there's often 15 of us or a nice big group of people. And we often say, what was one thing that you did that was really lovely for somebody else this week? And what was something really lovely that somebody's done for you? And the most recent time we did that, the person who introduced it said, oh, just chime in when you're ready with your thing. And normally we do it round the table. We go from person to person so that no one's left out. And this time, I think possibly because it was done like potluck and there were that many people, there started to be other people chiming in. And then somebody said something funny. And then somebody said they needed to leave the room for a reason. And before we knew it, we got halfway through everyone. And that magic moment was lost. And because it was an informal gathering, I really didn't feel like I could kind of pipe in and say, ah, we've lost this. Can we come back? Can we do this properly? Because there's a fine balance between letting something go and insisting that what we do continues, because it was a lighthearted dinner after all. And if it doesn't work sometimes, it doesn't work.
Yeah. And I was thinking about a group situation where it was very magical. And at the same time, you know, I didn't know quite how it would turn out, because it was a sort of sleepover. We'd been doing the women's circle for quite a few years and really enjoyed spending time together. So we said, well, why don't we spend a bit more time over a weekend? So a couple of people had bell tents and we camped in a field and we had a series of circles over the weekend. And I had planned on the Sunday morning a little sort of ceremony. We're sharing around the circle one by one, but I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go, because what I made was a felt doll. So I stitched her together and I'd given her hair and a little face. I think she might have even had beads for a necklace. And the idea was that we were going to talk about what is a good girl. Like, do you feel sometimes like you're having to act in a way to be a good wife or a good partner or the good mum, or, you know, all those things, all those shoulds, I should be like this in society. And then at the end of sharing our experiences, the plan was that I was going to put this doll onto the fire, because we were sitting around a fire outside, and we would burn all those shoulds and burn all those good girls. And I thought it would burn really quickly, but instead, it very, very slowly, this felt doll curled up into this sort of tight little spiral and really slowly burnt. And I was really worried that the doll wouldn't completely burn through and we'd be left with those good girls. But eventually it did. And it was such a magical moment. There was such a buildup of anticipation after sharing experiences and all that sort of authenticity in the air, and then for it to completely burn through and just let go of that. It was fantastic.
Oh, that sounds delicious. One thing that I really loved that felt really beautiful was one of the creative things that we did the last time we did a weekend retreat with our circle holding group. And it was really simple. There was like little seeds and peas and things that you could cook later. There were all sorts of different colours, and we had them in little containers, and there was a little cross one way and a little cross the other way, and each person in the group could create a little design. And as that happened, as people were using their hands in a really easy way, there was no difficulty to it. It was really simple. The words just started to flow. And there was a rhythm to people speaking. And because this was towards the end of the training, there was a real understanding of when to speak, when to step back, the ways that people were listening, the flow of the conversation. And we were able to bring up things that were a little bit trickier in a smooth and beautiful way. And it was almost like the words and the actions melded together to create this beautiful picture. And then it was impermanent. So it was beautiful to look at. And then the fact that everyone could take away some of these things and then cook them. It was really magical because it could continue beyond the circle. And when we like to do things where we bring people together for a period of time, it might be over a weekend, it might be over a course of X number of weeks, but there's something very special about circles that have a continuation, circles that build up trust along a period of time that allows the magic to happen. It can happen right at the beginning of something, but it's more likely to happen when that trust has been developed.
It makes me think how circle facilitation is such a useful tool in so many different situations, so many different kinds of groups of people. And I know for both of us, community is incredibly important, and it is such a way, a beautiful way of creating deep connection with people.
I keep on reading and talking to people about circle because I love it. And I just thought about something that could be quite easy if you wanted to bring a group together. Maybe speak to one person that you know and then see if they'll speak to two people that they know. And then if you do that, if you kind of build your group by saying, well, could you bring a couple of your friends along? If you only actually need to bring two or three people to your circle, if they bring two or three people to your circle. We have to be really brave. It is super, super scary. And we totally understand that it is really putting ourselves out there to create community.
Yeah, so whether you want to call it a listening circle, talking circle, sharing circle, conversation circle, or a group, whatever you want to call it, please do it. And let us know. We love to hear from you. So drop us an email and we'll be so happy to hear about your community that is growing.
Tell us about yours. And you never know, you might even end up on the podcast.
Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Circle Holding podcast. I've been Tessa Venuti Sanderson.
And I've been Julia Davis. We would love for you to rate and review this podcast. A 5-star rating means more people will find us.
We're the co-authors of the book Circle Holding, A Practical Guide to Facilitating Talking Circles.
Thank you for joining us today.
You can find our trainings at circleholding.org. We hope that you find a community where you can be authentically you very soon.